coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardbredCanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. You know, one of the things I love about our harness racing world is the way that the community reaches out to those in need. Mac Lilly Farms in southwestern Ontario is one of a growing list of harness racing groups, individuals that are lending their hands and hearts to help the people in Haiti. Following the lead set by Mike Galata at Deo Valente Farms, we'll talk to Ruleen Lilly and find out what they're doing to help in that ravaged part of the world on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. You may recall a couple of weeks ago we spoke to Mike Galata of Deo Valente Farms of Liz Mara fame, to name but a few, and the great work he's been doing down in Haiti, not just since the earthquake, but even before the earthquake. Once the earthquake hit, of course, Mr. Galata wasted no time. He set up a fundraising drive using matching donations from service fees to Liz Mara and so on. The bottom line is it's helping build more homes for people in Haiti. Not to be outdone, and it really a tribute to the way the harness racing community reaches out. Our friends down at Mac Lilly Farms near London, Ontario, home of Western Fair, God's country, had to get that in. They're doing pretty much the same thing, and they're even adding a fundraiser to be held at Western Fair coming up on February 20th. With me on the other end of my line is Ruleen Lilly of Mac Lilly Farms. Ruleen, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
Tell us about what you're doing to help raise funds to help build a home or homes in Haiti.
Well, we listened to your radio show, which we listen to every week. And when we heard you interview Mike Galata, it was inspiring to think that you can build a home for $5,200. Here, we'd need $100,000 or $200,000.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned $100,000 or $200,000. Up here in Ottawa, that buys you a phone booth. So what you're doing is you along with Mac Lilly Farms are putting together a fundraiser with one of your studs that's standing there. Who's your boy?
Yes, we're putting up a breeding for 2010 to Who's Your Boy, and if anybody would like to make a bid on that, they could call Mac Lilly Farms, 519-762-3423, and we'll be taking bids up until the 20th of February. That's kind of a quick, only 2 weeks to raise, but if we can raise that money by February 28th, the Food for the Poor in Florida, the organization that we're working with, will match it dollar for dollar. So instead of $5,200, we really only have to raise $2,600.
That's right.
And if we do raise the $5,200, they'll build two houses. So
fantastic. Now, yeah. You've got an event coming up at my old second home, Western Fair Raceway, coming up on February 20th. Can you tell us about that?
Well, there's an awards banquet at the top of the fair, and they put that on every year, and it's usually packed. They have a banquet and dance, so hopefully a bunch of the horsemen will see us there and be able to make even a $5 or $10 donation. It'll all add up.
I understand with a donation of $10 or more, the donator will get their choice of a collector's edition of playing cards showing some of the best harness drivers in southwestern Ontario or a racehorse pin.
Yes. Now, we've had those the last couple of years as customer appreciation gifts. So we've got quite a few of them left over, so if anybody would like one, for $10 or more, you can take your choice and we'll get it out to you.
Well, this is certainly a wonderful example of how the harness racing community reaches out, not just to its own, but to the greater community at large, the world for that matter. And it doesn't surprise me, but it's always heartwarming to see it when it's being done. So you've got the breeding to Who's Your Boy, and you're doing the collection on February 28th, I think it is, or is it? No.
Well, if we can get it by the 20th, I'm hoping we can get it down to them by the 28th.
Okay, right.
So hopefully by the 20th we'll put an end to the collections and do what we can do.
$5,200 buys how many homes in Haiti?
It buys one home, and that's enough to house 8 people. And apparently that's a Taj Mahal to them.
Mm.
which is hard to believe, but yeah, it would be great.
Well, it goes to show you how good we do have it here. I'll tell you what, they did name a block of down in Haiti, Liz Mara Drive, where Mike Alotta had those houses built. I say they gotta rename a street down there Western Fair Ave.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Or Lily Farms Ave, even. Whatever.
Oh, no. Western Fair. It'd be great.
Listen, best of luck with this.
Well, I appreciate your support, Norm.
All right. Continued success. Thank you, Ruline.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Ruline Lilly of Mac Lilly Farms. Once again, you can give them a call if you do want to buy a breeding to Who's Your Boy with the proceeds going to help people in Haiti. 519-762-3423. And don't forget, horse people in the London area, the awards banquet to take place at the top of the fair at Western Fair on February 20th. They'll be looking for donations as well to help out. That'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.